All right, 27 past the hour from Warner Park, where the Storm Chasers play game two of the season today, 12:05. Good crowd filing in here, especially a lot of youngsters, field trip day. If you'd like to go to the game, here in the Stormfront store, we have four tickets for you or four tickets for tomorrow's game. But if you're coming out here, just enter through the Sarpy County Tourism Office, which is a beautiful facility. Fred Uy and his fantastic staff are right next. They're connected. So you can come in through there, and you don't have to go through security or tell some story just to get in here to claim these tickets. Sean says in the Equitable Bank inbox, talking about the two angriest games in Lincoln. And there have been other cases. When Creighton a couple of years ago played at Nebraska, that was an angry Nebraska basketball crowd towards Creighton. Nebraska's gotten the same thing when they come into the CHI Health Center, is they get a lot of anger directed towards them. But there is nothing that has matched 92 Colorado or 14 Miami. Sean says, my dad had the game taped and he wore it out. He loved that game so much, especially when Colorado scored and the player was taunting the fans, even though they were getting killed, and he got a huge round of FUs and middle fingers. I recently bought the game on DVD, and it's a thorough production company. Coach Osborne has so much stake in the SoFall. It's through a production company Coach Osborne has a stake in, so the vitriol has been removed. But you cannot remove the anger of that game. It just coincided. Nebraska crushed Colorado. They beat them up early. The team fed off of it. The crowd was super angry. The game got one-sided. The weather was miserable. It was also Halloween. Everything lined up for the stadium to be angry that day. And then the Miami game. Actually, the Miami game didn't start as like a super angry day, because there were a lot of Miami fans in Lincoln, and they were getting along with the Nebraska fans. But then once the game started, and it was a night game, and there was some extracurricular activity, some late hits, then it just dialed it up, and Nebraska was winning, and Miami was playing into the crowd, and so was Nebraska. Husker fan on Twitter, HCDoc60, Nebraska-Miami Memorial Stadium. No amount of violence or carnage befallen Miami could take the 12-year-old from me from 1983. Nebraska fans, as I recall, in 14, and a lot of when the stuff boiled over was late in the game, where guys were being taken off the field and kicked out and late hits and almost a near brawl, is people hung around. Like, I remember Miami got off the field pretty quick. If I recall, some of the Miami players actually got off the field before the game ended. Or they made their way towards the locker room or they were told to go to the locker room because things were getting really, really ugly. But they played the role well. You know, the Astros kind of played the role last night. Bregman hits the home run and he celebrates a little bit. But the Yankees fans got the last word. I'm curious to see what happens today. What will happen today in Major League Baseball? And you're going to want to look away. We'll get to his issue in the Cleveland-Kansas City series. Angel Hernandez, who once sued Major League Baseball and still has a job, is working the Indian Royal Series. He'll be behind home plate for Game 3 of that series. He had a little problem with the field scoreboard. Lost the ball in the lights and made a bad call, and people are outraged, and now he works behind home plate. We'll talk about Angel Hernandez coming up a little bit later. We'll talk to Scott Shanley next. It's the Gary Sharp Show live from Warner Park with the Chasers and the St. Paul Saints. They play at 12:05, so we still have four tickets available. You want to take off work, play a little hooky, come out here. The weather is nice. Haven't been to the ballpark in a long time. Bring a mask, and you can enjoy AAA baseball between the Royals and the Twins affiliates, or we have tickets for tomorrow night, which will be the first Thursday. Scott Chanley's coming up next. Mailbag at noon. Getting your questions to George at 1620thezone.com.